For this Friday, October 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. An Illinois man with a prior criminal record will spend 17 years in prison after being sentenced in Posey County on drug and gun charges. Prosecutors say Damian Shile pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and unlawfully having a firearm as a serious violent felon. Deputies pulled Shile over for speeding back in May. During that stop, investigators say a tobacco container fell from his pants inside, and they found about 14 grams of meth. A handgun was later discovered under the driver's seat. Shile entered his guilty plea this week and was sentenced Wednesday afternoon to 17 years behind bars. Mount Vernon's newest co-working space is opening its doors to the public today. Co-work Posey is inviting the community to stop by 231 A South Main Street today for a free co-work Friday event. The open house welcomes both members and non-members to check out the space, explore amenities, and connect with local entrepreneurs and professionals. Launched in August, Co-work Posey is Posey County's first co-working space offering high-speed Wi-Fi, printing and copying services, and private meeting rooms for freelancers, remote workers, and other independent professionals. The space is managed by the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership. More details are available on the event page. The Mount Vernon Police Department says they are hiring. They will be conducting physical and written testing on October 25th and October 27th. There are two ways to obtain an employment application. You can pick one up in person at the police department, which is located at 311 College Avenue. The other option is to go online to mountvernon.gov/police-department to download one. Starting salary is $60,081. Applications are due by October 22nd at 3:30. In sports news, tonight is week 8 of the high school football regular season, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats play on the road at the Washington Hatchets at 6:30. The Wildcats are 4-3 on the year and hope to avoid a third straight loss. The Hatchets are 3-4 overall. Chris Cook and Alan Buck have the radio broadcast on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings welcome the Heritage Hills Patriots this evening at 7 o'clock. The Vikings have a record of 6-1 and are in search of their fifth straight victory. The Patriots have a 6-1 record as well. Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland bring you the radio call on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Other week 8 games across the tri-state include in the SIAC, North plays at Jasper, Memorial is home with Vincennes, Modern Day travels to Harrison, Wright's is home versus Bossy, and Castle plays on the road at Central. Outside of the SIAC, Boonville takes on Gibson Southern on the road. Southridge has a home game against Princeton. Pike Central ventures to Tecumseh. Tell City welcomes Forest Park. South Spencer is at North Central. And North Davies plays a road game at North Knox. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon girls soccer lost in the Class 2A Sectional 32 semifinals against Heritage Hills 2-0. The Wildcats end the year with a record of 9-8. Mount Vernon volleyball got beat in straight sets at North as the Wildcats' record dips to 9-17. In local college sports on Thursday, USI men's soccer played a home match versus Liberty, and the match ended in a 2-2 tie. The Screaming Eagles are 2-7-2 on the season and 1-1-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI women's soccer played Eastern Illinois to 1-1 tie on the road. The Screaming Eagles have a record of 5-5-4 overall and 2-0-3 in the conference. USI volleyball got a win in 5 sets at Southeast Missouri State. They lost the first 2 sets and then won 25-22, 26-24, and 15-11. USI volleyball improves their record to 7-10 and 3-2 in the OVC. That's news and sports for this Friday, October 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News in Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.